GLP-1s have quickly become one of the most popular weight loss drugs in America. One in five people have taken them at some point, according to KFF research. But it takes more than a regular shot to be successful. Kara Anthony and Blake Farmer of HealthCube are your approachable guides to an unapproachable healthcare system.
This might sound like an old school rule, Blake, but I was always taught you shouldn't ask a woman about her age, and under no circumstances should you ever ask about her weight. But I decided to break that rule for this story.
Oh boy, all right, tell us how it went.
Look, some people did not want to talk, but Jalon Smart from Georgia was surprisingly open. She used to be 285 pounds, and she was on Ozempic, which is one of those weight loss injection medications, because she was having severe ankle pain and trouble walking.
Lost weight without changing any habits, lost about 30 pounds and plateaued. Then I realized I needed to start moving my body. So started moving my body, going to the gym. I'm in the gym now 6 days a week.
She ended up losing 110 pounds over the course of a year.
I mean, that is a lot of weight to lose. But I'm hearing her say that it wasn't just the medication, it was also the exercise.
Yes, exactly. This is something I heard from everyone I talked to, that healthy lifestyle changes are still really important when you're taking a GLP-1. Exercise, smart food choices, plenty of sleep, all the basics. That's not only going to help you lose weight, but it's also going to help you keep it off.
Yeah, we know that's important. So this medicine is not necessarily a fast fix on its own.
Right. One doctor said people sometimes try to accelerate the process by taking a higher dose of the medication, but this can have serious consequences with side effects, including constipation and vomiting or even dehydration. So you have to stay in constant communication with your doctor.
So you want a medical doctor to monitor your physical changes, but it seems like you might need somebody who also specializes in the emotional side of this.
I talked to Dr. Dafina Allen in Saginaw, Michigan. She's been practicing obesity medicine for 10 years and runs a clinic. And she says mental health is key to all this.
Because I can tell you about the patients that I helped lose 50 pounds, that I helped lose 100 pounds, and they still look in the mirror and are not happy. And so we want to really continue to help patients improve their body image as well.
We know that our minds and our bodies are deeply connected, and food especially can be very emotional. I'll admit, after my Pooh Bear and I broke up, the first thing I did was head straight to the drive-thru for a strawberry milkshake. A weight loss drug might reduce my craving for that milkshake, but it won't bring my Pooh Bear back or heal my heartache.
Well, can I suggest a chocolate milkshake?
Blake, I hate chocolate.
All right. You're telling me a GLP-1 is not a replacement for good therapy?
It's definitely not. Weight loss is a complicated and emotional journey with or without a weight loss drug. So be patient with yourself.
That's Kara Anthony and Blake Farmer from HealthQ, a series from Nashville Public Radio and KFF Health News.